the Specials Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the Music Store.
Hello! Well, I can tell you that Rob Dixon hasn't got his ball gown on this week, but he's got a little yellow flower in his hair, which is a nice touch. This music's really inspired you, Rob.
It seems to have gone on a lot longer than it did last week.
Let's talk about Celebrity Big Brother, shall we? Why not? Because that's what's happened. Big Brother, first of all.
Well, can I just
Sam
say,
won.
Can I Big Brother Sam won. As it, I was telling people that Sam was going to win.
Yeah, you were.
But luckily, I got into a
my
position.
Dexter shout. Second.
Your Dexter was a brilliant shout. Anyone who'd got on, I know one of the lads that I speak to on Twitter, at Jay Scouser, he was on Dexter from about 40-1, all prices down. And that was a brilliant shout. Yeah. And he'd sort of... Dexter was obviously the journey sort of act of the show, and I mean, to be fair, maybe he did a lot more than Sam, but I think maybe the Welsh vote sneaked it in the end.
Yeah, fair enough. So Celebrity Big Brother, it started last night.
I nearly got lucky last night.
Why?
Because I was just about to start doing it, and the thunderstorm knocked my sky out. Oh. So about 2-3 minutes before, I thought, well, I could get out of this all night, and
it's like the start. This is the start of our reality journey for 2013.
This is reality season,
isn't it?
Yeah, I always see Big Brother as a sort of pre-season,
yeah.
A very, very long pre-season for the real sort of nitty-gritty.
Here's the betting: Charlotte Crosby, that nasty individual from Geordie Shore, who probably won't turn out to be that nasty in the end, is 2-1 favourite. Louis Spence, 5-2, the larger-than-life dancer. Carol McGiffin from Loose Women, 6-1. She was a little bit tipsy last night when she went in. Dustin Diamond, a.k.a. Screech from Saved by the Bell, 7-1. Vicky Entwistle, one-time Coronation Street actress, 9-1. So she was Mrs. Battersby, wasn't
Janice.
She?
Janice, yes.
Yeah. 14-1 for Abs Love from 5. Really, to say 5, you have to... It's a 5.
It's a 5, and then Ive, IVE.
So
yeah.
5 Ive. That's how that spelt. 14-1. Bruce Jones, who was Les Battersby.
Les Battersby, yeah.
Yeah. 16-1. Courtney Stodden, who's a American reality TV star stroke Barbie lookalike. 16-1. 18 years old. Got married when she was 16 to a 50-year-old. Mario Falcone from The Only Way is Essex is 20-1. Big Ron Atkinson, William Hill's own, 20-1. Sophie Anderton, the model and one-time cocaine addict. That's what she's best known for, isn't it?
Yeah.
33-1. 40-1 for Lauren Harries, who used to be James Harries when she was on Wogan when she was a boy. 40-1. And Danielle Maher, 50-1. No one knows who Danielle... Even Danielle Maher doesn't even know who she is. She was on Dublin Housewives, which obviously no one knows about.
Never made it very well, did it? You did very well there. I'm impressed. I don't think you even looked at Wikipedia for any of us.
I know. I watched it last night.
I know you watched it last night.
I watched it. My mum and dad wanted to watch it with me because Ron was on, and because obviously I work with Ron. So they sat through it. And obviously don't watch rude television with my parents, but I'd still be a little bit. You know, when you're a teenager and something's on TV, it's a bit rude.
You never watched anything rude or anything sex. That was it.
So
you
when
have to leave the room.
Charlotte Crosby came on, and she was like, "Yeah, I'd like to have this in every this."
Yeah.
It was uneasy.
It was uneasy,
I mean?
Yeah.
Don't need that.
I think it's impossible to do that as well.
Let's not go into it. She's a good bet. I mean, if you got her a big price, as someone sat opposite me has done, Charlotte Crosby is a great bet.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I'd be getting involved at 2-1. The key to this programme, Rob, we've seen it year after year, is changing people's perception of you.
Yeah.
That's what wins it. Julian Clary, you could maybe say, well, did that really work? Yeah, it did, because he still kind of changed people's... He kind of went in as this big, larger-than-life camp character, didn't he? And he didn't really come across as that. He was a lot more kind of down-to-earth than that. Ryland obviously changed people's opinion. You go back to the gypsy guy, Paddy Doherty,
yeah.
Very changed everyone's opinion of him. Jordan's ex-husband, one of the many, whose name I've forgotten, changed people's opinion of him. She could do that. Because she's not going to be like she is on Geordie Shore in that house 24 hours a day.
If she's not like she is, though, will she be losing votes? How much is she thinking? Obviously, the two, I mean, Ryland, I think, sort of very well managed, isn't he? Apart from whoever's managing
his mouth.
To whiten his mouth. And
what has happened to his mouth?
I don't know. Shergar was mentioned many times last night.
I couldn't believe that.
Can he actually... the worst thing was if he could actually speak.
Weird. Just weird.
That was the worst bit about it, is the fact that
it just fitted in with a very weird night.
Actually get words out. He's still better presenter than that other one, though, isn't he? Even though he could hardly
speak.
I've
never watched it. I don't watch it.
No, it's not very good.
She's from Leeds, that girl. No, not that girl. The girl who co-presents it with Ryland.
Oh, I don't know. Hope not.
So Charlotte, yeah.
Let's just go through the runners and riders quickly.
Okay.
Obviously, Charlotte, they're obviously well managed. I don't think she's well managed. I think the whole thing could get sort of too big for her.
Right.
I don't think she... I think she's got... This is her. I don't think this is an act on Geordie Shore.
Right.
I think this is her.
In which case, people won't like... I mean, people already, don't like her that much. Vicky Entwistle was a bit like...
But what I got last night was, she's a deserved favourite. They think she's going to win compared to she's a loud mouth. If she does this for the next 3-4 weeks, she's just going to annoy the hell out of them. And there's alternatives.
Yeah.
So, depending what side of the fence you are, 16-1 last night, very good price. 2-1, wouldn't touch it with a barge pole.
Yeah, Louis Spence. Everyone loves Louis Spence.
Well, this is your alternative, isn't it? Because
I backed him.
I can only see one of these two, isn't it?
And Louis, I backed him at 4-1 last night.
Louis harmless enough. He's a Marmite character, isn't he? You either take to him or you.
But again, if he comes across as being someone who's got a bit more to his personality than just that, and you see a lot of that, then he might grow on people.
Airtime wise, and
he'll get loads of
the celebrity one. It is all about getting the airtime, and Louis will get it in abundance, I would imagine. In the same way that Ryland got it for the one early on in January, Louis will get this one.
I can tell you that Ron may be a little bit confused at the moment, because when I spoke to him on Tuesday, before he went into the house, he said that he was going to... He likes Louis Spence a lot, and he was going to try and buddy up with him as part of his tactic. And he must be thinking, where is Louis Spence?
Yeah.
Because he knew he was... Somehow he knew he was going in. But
then, in a way, that's going to help him, isn't it? If he's thinking, well, hang on, this is obviously a trick, where is Louis?
Yeah.
Whether Ron would think like that is another matter.
Yeah, probably would. Carol McGiffin, not having her at all.
Carol McGiffin...
One of them's already won. One of the Lucemans already won.
That's it. The massive downside to her is... It is done. And
old hat.
Yeah. Probably. Dustin Diamond. Poor Dustin, as people of my age would remember him as Screech from Saved by the Bell, is typecast now as Screech for the rest of his life. Whatever, he is desperate for a Saved by the Bell reunion. Him and Mr. Belding is basically, whatever he does, he is still Screech.
He is this series' version of
Toadfish
from Neighbours, and he didn't win it. So I don't think he wins.
I think he's your finalist. I think nailed on final five.
I think that's fair.
But whether he wins it, maybe he's destined for a sort of third place for me. But
Vicky Entwistle is cast as the mother hen in this.
She's Janice Battersby from Coronation Street, and in real life, she is exactly the same. I don't think she had to act to play the part of Janice. I think her for top female is a good shout at the moment. I just can't. She's a likable character, isn't she? She's your alternative to Charlotte Crosby here, in the fact that I think while Charlotte would probably rub people up the wrong way, I think Vicky will say things, and I think she'll just say things that come first thing that comes into her mouth, and I don't think she's overly bothered. Group dynamic, I think she'd be pretty much quite fun to get on with. I think she'd definitely get involved in all the tasks. She's not in the fact that you'd think some of the stuff's probably too big for them, and why am I doing this sort of thing? And you go back to the sort of John McCrurick, and always desperate for his Diet Coke, wasn't he? But I think Vicky Entwistle, if we get a decent price for top female in a bit, then I think that's probably my first bet, or my first salty into the minor markets.
Abs Love from 5 14-1. He's a bad boy of the group.
There probably is some fan support for him somewhere down the line. We saw plenty of money for him last night at double figures, so there's obviously that support out there. So I can't really see it myself.
Can't see him winning. Bruce Jones.
Bruce, you'd probably go with...
Not a very nice... I always think about Bruce Jones.
I don't
Jones.
Think he's
not
a very,
very
nice
guy,
man.
Is he?
No.
I think that'll come through
I
as well.
I think if you're going to vote for any... If you're going to vote... If Corrie are going to vote for somebody, I think you'd vote for, yeah. for Vicky over Bruce.
What's the deal with them? Well, they went in together, but they're not together.
They did go in together. We were told that they were going to be one housemate, but they did announce last night that they were in a separate housemate.
Why did they put them in together? It's weird, that, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Strange.
It was always a thing. I mean, the task was, wasn't it?
Maybe he needs someone in with him. Because, you know, he's had some very, very well-publicised problems. You know, it's only last year that he lost both his houses.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe he needs someone with him. He looks like he's on the edge to me all the time, Bruce.
Must be a nightmare losing both your houses, eh?
Yeah, I know. Courtney Stodden, she's the pneumatic blonde, 16 to 1.
Well, I think she's probably the only one out of that list, for me, who I thought was your sort of journey candidate.
Do people care enough, though?
They probably don't. The American... I mean, who were the Americans that were in the one early on in the year? And
yeah,
the,
it was from the Hills, wasn't
from
it?
From the Hills, but they...
They had a lot going on,
obviously,
they
were a couple. If only one of them...
And they were the whole story of that show, Rob, weren't they? Remember?
Vulnerable. But I think she survived a few evictions.
The Americans have done quite well in reality shows recently. You remember the girl from Pussycat Dolls in the Jungle? I'm a Celebrity.
Yeah, Ashley Roberts.
Her name was emblazoned on my retinas for about 5 or 6 weeks, but I can't remember
it. And your search history.
Mario Falcone, 20 to 1 from the Anyways Essex. Eye candy for the women.
Eye candy for the
women. He'll get on well with Ron.
He probably will get on well with Ron.
Ron loves that kind of game. You know, he'll get on well with him, I think.
I think your Geordie Shaw is... Geordie Shaw will outdo Towie on this one.
Okay.
Well, big Ron,
well, 20
to 1. You tell me. You've 20 to 1 now. I know you've backed him.
Well, he said that... He told me that he wants to be out quick. So
that's great, help, Ben.
I don't know if once he gets in there, if he'll he genuinely knows very little about what's going on in this show.
Will Ron get to the point where he thinks, "What the hell am I doing here?"
It depends how annoying people become, I suppose. Once he's got his money, which means once he's in there for as long as his contract says he needs to be in there,
yeah.
I think he'll. I don't know if he'll walk, but I don't think he'll make too much of an effort. And there is always the worry that Ron, you know, Ron's in his mid-70s. He's from a bit of a different era, as we all know. He made some gaffes in the past and some serious ones.
Yeah, so doing this podcast, or doing the podcast is probably one of them.
So, you know, there is always that problem that, I don't know how well he'll be cut out to be in there with some of the, like, with Charlotte Crosby.
Yeah, will it finally?
I don't know.
I think it's all right, maybe for 24 hours. Will it get to the point where he thinks, I don't want this?
We'll see.
He could be, he's probably out of that list. He's probably one of the only ones, I think.
He is competitive, though, as well. So if he gets in and he's actually finds that he's enjoying it, I think he'll want to win it.
Yeah, definitely.
Because he's a sports guy. You know, he's been a footballer.
And the longer he's there, means less time he spends talking
Look,
to
if
you.
Which obviously a bonus, isn't it? But yeah, but I have to tell you that he did say that he wanted to be in Tenerife in 9 days' time.
Right. Well, there you go, then.
He gets out as quick as that means he stays in for the week that his contract says he has to stay in for and the rest. I thought it was interesting that he was kind of top billing.
He did go in last year.
I mean, they paid him top dollar, so you know that's why, obviously. But
Emma Willis is a big Aston Villa fan, wasn't he? So I wonder if there is any sort of.
I got some great tweets from people who obviously listened to the punt. So it's going to be interesting to see how he gets on doing it. But Sophie Anderton, 33-1, no chance. The models from those kind of model types don't.
Your bottom three have got no chance, and it is just I can't see either of them changing anything's public perception. Danielle Martin.
First out.
Well, she's first out if picked, yeah. I mean, they get to... I think the people who are in the... I call it safe house, don't... But they went into the sort of VIP bit.
Should call them the cults.
Well, I've got to be careful, haven't I? Cults was probably the best word that we could have described him as. I just don't think... She might surprise, but I think she's coming off the background... Out of all of those, she's the least known.
Yeah.
So
we miss Lauren Harries, who used to be James Harries, the little kind of Lord Fauntleroy type who was on Wogan once. 40-1.
40.
Hard to see people warming to her.
Where's your fan support coming there again? The same as Danielle for me. Where's your fan support? Lauren probably's got a little bit more about her than Danielle in the fact that she was more well known when she came in the show, but realistically, that's it. She'd probably survive that first elimination as well. So,
Interesting.
It is open. I think they're
a bit short.
If I've avoided, yeah, they are short. But the voting change. It's a vote to save now, not a vote to evict. So the vote to save will favour those two definitely.
My bets would be Louis Spence and Ron, despite what I've said about Ron wanting to leave. I think if he gets a taste for it, he might.
I'm on Charlotte. Metaphorically speaking, Vicky, 9-1.
Fair enough.
I think, for an outsider.
BBC Sports personality has changed a little bit in the last week because Mo Farah won a double gold at the World Championships. He's now 12-1 second favourite behind the runaway Fav 1-50 Andy Murray, who starts his US Open Championship on Monday. Chris Froome 16-1, Justin Rose 33s, Alistair Cook, David Beckham and James Anderson all 40-1 and bigger. Yeah, I mean, I suppose you're looking at betting without the favourite there, aren't you?
Betting without. He's odds on now as Mo Farah, which is really good for the people that tipped him up at 40-1.
Yeah. So we talked about him the other week, didn't we? I mean, the downside is that he didn't get in the top three last year, and his voting figures were very low last year. He got about 7% of the vote. Obviously, it's going to be a bit different this time round, and maybe people will go, actually, yeah, he's done it in successive seasons, and not many have, injury or lack of form.
In a weakened year with the lower... We're talking that you probably only need sort of 10% of a vote to get a place in this market.
Yeah.
So, I mean, second place, maybe even 15% will guarantee you the win.
Yeah.
I quite like... It's between him and Chris Froome, isn't it? Obviously, Farah, based on last year. Don't forget that Murray, the first year he got to Wimbledon, they did talk him up as a potential sports personality in a weak year. And over the course of time... He's managed to, even last year, I know he won the US Open, probably got more based on his sort of crying after Wimbledon and the gold medal. Got him third. He'll win this year by an absolute landslide.
Yeah, it'd be amazing if he didn't, wouldn't it? I mean, yeah. I'd be really surprised, to be honest. That's those. I was interested to see... I looked at this film specials market that you had earlier in the week. I thought it was about One Direction. Has it changed?
You
have a One Direction market.
We have got and then... some One Direction markets now. We've got some Ben Affleck Batman specials.
So that's 2015. The One Direction ones.
The One Direction, if we can find them,
not on there anymore.
I can't get them out on site.
No, it doesn't matter. I was just wondering. I didn't know if my eyes had deceived me, but you were saying the One Direction film to be the top grossing film of 2013.
Yeah.
In the UK or worldwide? Yeah,
it was in the UK.
I thought it was very, very short.
I think it is, but it's quite a weak year, isn't it, for
Hunger
films?
Games is coming.
I mean, some films were only sort of 3-1 about it surpassing Skyfall.
Right.
Now, I spoke to somebody who is a bit of a film buff, and he reckons that the most this film will recoup is $25 million.
Really?
So that's your sort of starting point.
Jonathan Ross?
No. They've done $25 million, they will have done really, really well. He's predicting it to be sort of between $10 and $15 million. The Michael Jackson film grossed $10 million in the UK.
Was it Mark Kermode?
No. I'm not telling you.
Was it Barry Norman?
No, I'm using it as... You only know with three, so that could be a struggle now.
Was it...
He works for a magazine.
The guy who does Radio 1...
I'm not telling you.
...films.
No.
Oh, what's his name?
No, it wasn't anybody, like, really famous. He just works for a film magazine.
Okay. Empire?
No. Can't tell you, because I don't... I might
top just... film? No.
Something like that, yeah. Whatever.
Even... Okay, yeah.
My Twitter feed, if you find him on Twitter... You'll find out who he is, won't you? Can I just say that our hashtag Lee Phelps for Splash Twitter handle...
It's gathering momentum.
It's gathering
two
momentum. We're up to two now, yeah. So, can I just say that...
You don't really want to see me in speedos.
The upshot of it is that we're worried about you, Lee. Because obviously, like...
Thanks.
Robbie and Fred are doing really well on it after their podcast appearances. Now Big Ron has decided he wants to go back into the limelight. It's only a question of time before Derek McGovern decides he wants to do something else. But already Derek's pretty well famous in itself. That leaves you, Lee. And I'm worried that you're missing out on the golden egg, so to speak.
Yeah.
So if anybody listening to this could hashtag...
Have you seen what David Bell's tweeted?
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
Lee Phelps.
That's brilliant.
Hashtag Lee Phelps for Splash. then we'll have a word and get you on. We think that you'd look lovely in a pair of Speedos as well.
No, honestly, you don't want to see me in Speedos.
Tim Booth is suggesting that you should be in Speedos. He'd like to see a picture of you in Speedos.
He's not
as
even
well.
Got involved in this.
He has now.
Oh, is he?
He will do.
He will do.
I've had to pay him out on some audience figures this morning.
Oh, did he, so did least, win that bet? I never saw that bet. When did you put that up?
That was up a couple of days ago. But because he's won some money off me, the least he can do is hashtag Lee Phelps for Splash.
What about this? just going back to the... I didn't see the specials. Any housemate to voluntarily leave before the end
Big
of the show?
Big Ron, 5-2. You've got a chance. Well, there you go. Worst is before my conversation.
What he should have said to me was, as a cover bet, he could have said that bet and then left and he got paid out either way.
Well, he's stupid, isn't he? That's why.
Okay.
Mm. That's why he does the podcast.
I see. That'll do us then.
Yes.
Because Matt Walton is dressed in a shirt and trousers and wants to do the racing podcast, which is available.
Racing's much more important than talking about Celebrity Big Brother, though.
Yes, it is to William Hill. WilliamHill.com/podcast for the racing podcast with Matt Walton and Tom Queeley this week. Thanks very much. Is it with Tom Queeley? No, it's not with Tom Queeley. Who's it with?
John Budden. Lord John Budden.
It's John Budden.
He'll be in the Celebrity Big Brother house next year. Lord John Budden. Thanks, Rob.
Cheers.
Bye.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.